You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us back to late 16th century America to examine the lost colony of Roanoke.
One of the greatest mysteries in the history of North America lies in the late 16th century and the early English attempts to settle and colonize the New World. In 1584, Queen Elizabeth I of England authorized an expedition to colonize Roanoke Island, today off the coast of North Carolina. The first attempt in 1585 failed because the original colonists provoked conflict with the local natives, had no food supply, and simply left the island to return to England with Sir Francis Drake when he arrived there the following year. The second attempt at colonizing Roanoke is the one that has left us with nothing but questions, and indeed produces one of the most intriguing unsolved issues in all of American history. How does one explain the disappearance of an entire colony of people? First, let's begin with what we know, information that can only be explored within the framework of a complex European political environment. Under the coordinated efforts of Sir Walter Raleigh and Colonial Governor John White, a group of approximately 120 people came from England to settle Roanoke Island in 1587. There, of course, was born Virginia Dare, the granddaughter of Governor White, who is distinguished for being the first English colonist born on American soil. At the same time that the colonization efforts were underway, however, European politics intervened in a major way, diverting attention from the tiny colony, if only briefly. In 1585, Pope Pius V issued a writ of excommunication for the Protestant English queen, thereby inciting Catholic Europe to respond with armed force. By 1587, it was known that King Philip II of Spain was planning to launch a great armada in what he called his Enterprise of England, the purpose of which was to remove Elizabeth I from the throne and replace her with a Catholic ruler. Because of this looming war with Spain, Governor John White was soon recalled to England. Also because of preparations for engaging Spain militarily, the supplies that would have otherwise been available to come to the Roanoke colony were not going to be sufficient to keep it thriving. John White left in 1587, believing he would be able to return shortly with fresh supplies and more settlers. However, because of events underway back home, he was unable to return to Roanoke until 1590, and when he did, he found that the colony had simply vanished. Although countless scholars from the fields of archaeology and history have attempted across the centuries to fully solve this mystery, the fate of the Roanoke colony remains unknown to this day. White found a single clue when he returned to the abandoned colony. Carved into a tree was the name of a nearby tribe of natives, mostly friendly to the English, who had a settlement on an island not far from Roanoke. Many scholars have presumed this to mean that the settlers assimilated with the natives and relocated. Others believe that the fate of the colony was far worse, and that they were perhaps kidnapped and slaughtered by more hostile natives provoked by the original settlement attempt in 1585. One of the most interesting clues we have to the riddle is an early 18th century chronicle by a traveler who claimed to be able to see the ruins of the original colony, and that he had visited a nearby island where the people claimed to be descended from the English. One can only imagine the surprise upon John White's return in 1590 to find the colony completely abandoned, its settlers vanished into thin air. It is proof that sometimes history is written with a question mark rather than a period at the end of the sentence. For now, such is certainly the case with the lost colony of Roanoke.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.